Good morning, fellow wrestling fans. This is your boy Matt Granberry with another episode of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. How y'all doing this morning? I hope everyone's doing great, wonderful. It's the start of a brand new week. And a thought occurred to me. Yes, I do have thoughts every now and then, hence this show. But I got to thinking, remember back in the day when nearly everybody had a manager? You know, we all know the great names in the manager role of professional wrestling. You know, Bobby the Brain Heenan, the Grand Wizard, Freddie Blassie, Paul Heyman, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. You know, where's that gone? You don't see a lot of managers in professional wrestling nowadays. I mean, we've seen a few. There's Zelina Vega, of course. Taz has become like a managerial type of role. Arn Anderson has stepped into like a manager type of role. But there's really not, Arn Anderson made his name as a wrestler, so he didn't make his name as a manager. Zelina Vega is the one that I can only come to mind that truly came in as a manager. You know, yes, she was a wrestler herself too, but she made her name as a manager. And my whole point on this is I would like to see a return to the role of the manager. You know, remember how Bobby the Brain Heenan had, you know, the Heenan family? I like to see like a stable that has, you know, the manager as the figurehead. Now, I know there's Team Taz, okay? There's that. But that's like one. I remember when there was like a whole plethora of managers around that had multiple wrestlers in their stable. I can't mention, you know, I can't go on with this program without mentioning, you know, J.J. Dillon. I will not mention a certain individual whose initials are J.C. Will not do it. Anyway, moving on. The manager has been a pivotal role in professional wrestling in deciding the outcome of matches, storylines, what have you. And I'm just, yeah, again, I acknowledge Team Taz, I acknowledge Taz as a manager slash coach slash, what, you know, mouthpiece, whatever, that, you know, he's in that managerial role. But I feel the role of the manager is somewhat diminished in professional wrestling. I feel like that it's kind of been forgotten. You know, gone is the heyday of the manager. And I don't know. It's just, I would kind of like to see a return to that. Now, maybe there is a return to it with maybe Team Taz could be a starting point. But I don't know. I look across the board and there's really not a lot of manager-led stables out there. And, you know, call me old-fashioned, call me, you know, old school, whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I grew up in the era where managers were prevalent. Like every other match, somebody came out with a manager. Usually it was Bobby Heenan or Jimmy Hart. But, you know, I don't know. I might be looking for a bit of nostalgia or whatever, but I just feel like the manager role has been downplayed. Now, I will say this. Paul Heyman, he's made a career out of this. He has stayed as like the figurehead, as the lead managerial type person in professional wrestling when others have gone away. You know, he's been an advocate, he's been a counsel, he's been a manager, you know, whatever you want to call it. He's been that. And he's kept that role alive. So kudos to Paul Heyman for that. I would like to see more of it. That's just me. I don't know what you guys, what your guys' take on it. You know, you're more than welcome to DM me on Twitter or shoot me a tweet. I'm at IllustriousMG40. Hit me up. You want to talk about it? That's fine. You don't want to talk about it? You think I'm blowing smoke out my ass? Fine, you can do that too. I don't care. But I think that the role of a manager needs to come back. Come back in a big way. I think they need to utilize people in a managerial role. Maybe former wrestlers. Well, there's no former wrestler, excuse me. But guys that are maybe looking to do something different than in-ring competition. Legends could come back, be managers. We've seen that happen before. It could certainly happen again. Or maybe just, you know, bring in somebody we think, hey, we think you'd make a good manager. You know, nothing wrong with your in-ring skills, but we really like your mic skills, and we think that that could be an asset. Huh. You know, you never know. I mean, there's certain, for what it's worth, you know, there's a whole other podcast. There's a whole, like I said, plethora of managers in the WWE Hall of Fame. I think we should bring back just a whole bunch of managers because they're characters in itself. And again, like I said, they drive storylines. They can determine matches. Excuse me. They can get a crowd hyped up for a wrestler, or they can boo them out of the building. Either way, I think managers should come back in a big way. Anyway, that's all I got for today, ladies and gentlemen. Short one this morning. Thank you for being patient with me. It's been a crazy couple of weeks at my 9-to-5 job. Just haven't had time, and with the growing responsibilities of my family, I've had to make priorities, but I am not going away anytime soon. I have thought about it, but I thought against it. I like this podcasting too much. So, but anyway, thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for all your support. I appreciate it so much. Again, you want to hit me up, talk about these subjects, talk about it, or just whatever. At IllustriousMG40 is my tag on Twitter. That's how you can get a hold of me. Let's talk. Doesn't matter. So, anyway, everyone have a great day. Be kind to one another. Be safe out there. Support each other in our love of pro wrestling. And just be kind human beings. Because God knows the world needs more of it. All right? We'll see you later, guys. Take care. Love you guys. Bye.